Sunday's NFL game between the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers is postponed after several Titans players and staff tested positive for the coronavirus. Meantime, the NBA Finals have tipped off. The WNBA Finals start tomorrow, and the baseball playoffs are now in full swing. Lots to talk about with Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca, host of the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, let's start with pro football and this game being postponed. Bad news for the Titans, bad news for the NFL.
Yeah, a little bit of bad news. Roger Goodell said this was the sort of thing that was foreseen, but it's going to be hard to reschedule. So as you said, they began picking up a COVID outbreak actually on Saturday before the game with one staff member. But given incubation periods, you suspected or one suspected it was going to spread, and indeed it did. So now a lot of Titans players are COVID positive, and they'll have to quarantine. The Vikings, their opponent who played them, aren't COVID positive. They reopened their facility. But the challenge is going to be to find a catch week where the Steelers and the Titans can replay their games. It will probably cause a rejiggering of other games, like the Steelers are playing the Ravens in a time when the Titans have their bye week. So even if there is no more COVID outbreaks, and we're not talking about health, just in terms of scheduling, could be a little bit of a headache or a lot of it.
Well, yeah, and this is the world that we live in now, I guess. What about the league enforcing its safety rules? Did you see the Baltimore Ravens coach John Harbaugh screaming in the face of a referee during a game recently? He didn't have a mask on. What's the NFL doing about this sort of stuff? Is it enforcing its rules?
Well, he had a mask on or a gaiter until it came time to dispute a tripping call that I believe actually was a good call. And the Ravens offense has a lot more troubles than that. And this is the second time Harbaugh did it. He could face a fine of $100,000. It's very dispiriting to someone like me who very much believes in proper mask wearing that you see, for instance, the referees are masked up. But then when they get in a huddle to discuss what the play was, what do? They take off their masks. So they're wearing masks when they're not around people, but when they come within another person's face, they take their masks off. A lot of this is symbolic, but I think the symbolism is important. You know, playing outside, much, much less of a risk of transmission than an indoor setting, but it is still important, and that's why the NFL is looking at, you know, six-figure fines.
Yeah, let's talk about college football for just a minute. Notre Dame reported 18 positive tests among its players on Monday. They've already missed one game because of COVID. This has got to be a concern for the Big Ten, the Pac-12 conferences. I mean, they haven't even started playing yet, and already we're seeing athletes in other conferences getting infected.
Yeah, upwards of 30 games so far have been canceled because of outbreaks. Now, the good thing for these colleges are there is much more rapid testing than even a few months ago. But what that means is it's more likely they will detect it and be able to shut down. But they will have to shut down when they begin play. I guess this is an extremely cynical strategy. But if you look at what LSU did, and I think it was probably done intentionally, there were 70 cases of COVID on the team. And it seems like they thought, well, we'll get the COVID out of the way. And once it spreads through the team, and we hope our players will be young and healthy, once the season starts, we'll be done with it. I don't know if that's the smartest or most medically ethical thing, but if all you care about is playing and winning football games and not having injuries or COVID sidelining, that is, sadly enough, that is a way to do it.
There is so much going on in sports. I mentioned the NBA playoffs. The Lakers beat the Miami Heat in game one of the finals last night. We've also got the WNBA finals. They tip off tomorrow, Las Vegas Aces and the Seattle Storm. Let's just skip ahead to the WNBA. What are you watching for in that playoff series?
Well, this is good because these are the teams with the best records, and you do like to see that, and also the teams with probably the best players. So on Las Vegas, Aja Wilson, MVP, and then the 2018 MVP is Seattle's Breonna Stewart. So that's the game. I think if you're an WNBA fan, that's the matchup you want, as opposed to, you know, a quirky result where a couple of 7 and 8 seeds get through.
Baseball playoffs started yesterday, actually, it looks like. And, we've got the WNBA, the NBA, baseball, hockey just ended. What do you think? Like, for all of these sports that are now at sort of the height of their playoff season right now, does a championship feel as good as it would have in a normal year?
Well, baseball started 2 days ago, and for teams like the Cleveland Indians, baseball's over now, because if you lose two games, you're out of the playoffs. The Minnesota Twins had like the second best record or third best record. They're out. They lost to the Astros. I don't know. Once a team wins, I will congratulate the players and the fans. If LeBron James can win a championship, he won a championship. But it's different. And it's definitely different in baseball. And a 60-game season and a best of three, so you have two bad games and you're out of the playoffs after playing well in the quote-unquote regular season. Let's just say it seems a lot different, but so does everything in society. So why should sports be different?
Those teams, those leagues are also probably already looking toward next year. What's it going to be like next year? Is it too early to say?
Well, a little bit, because we have to see how this goes. But Adam Silver, who's the NBA commissioner and usually the guy with his eyes on the horizon the best, you know, he's talking about next season beginning with the teams in their home arenas with fans actually there. Yeah. Caution, we don't know what's going to happen, but that is the hope.
Mike Pesca here, Now Sports Analyst, hosts the daily podcast at The Gist. It's The Gist. It's Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.